Rio Dell officially declared a Stage 3 water emergency during a special council meeting held July 8th. Residents will be limited to 50 gallons of water per person per day for inside use only. No outside water use will be allowed, such as watering lawns and gardens or washing cars. The recently completed Wildwood Avenue median trees and landscaping project that cost $200,000 will no longer be irrigated, although the city is searching for alternative sources of water in order to save the investment. The state sent notices on June 30th to 129 water districts that pull water from the North Fork and main stem of the Eel River and the Van Dusen tributary that they will have to stop diverting all water unless they hold senior water rights. Rio Dell only has junior water rights to the Eel River, as they used to get city water from a spring on Monument and two wells located in the former Eel River sawmill site until relatively recently. The city disconnected the former water sources from the municipal system in 2006 and now relies exclusively on the Eel River. The state had advised all the water districts back in January that water curtailments were imminent and to look into alternative water supplies, particularly for those areas that relied heavily on the rivers, which had been depleted by the drought. Scotia holds senior water rights to the Eel River and will be allowed to continue using it, provided the river levels remain sufficient for their intake system. Rio Dell has contacted representatives in Scotia about the possibility of buying water, but it is unknown at this time if that will be an alternative. The city is submitting an application for an exemption to the water curtailment for health and safety reasons, based on the fact that it is the only source of water for the town. The city will have to keep pulling water from the Eel River despite the state notice for the time being, as there are no ready alternatives. The city manager, Jim Stretch, spoke with State Water Board representative Barbara Envoy to plead the case for continuing water diversion, but it is unknown if the state will approve the application. The city will be doing a public notice campaign of door hangers and press releases to notify the residents of the immediate implementation of water restrictions. Excessive use fees and other penalties will be decided in a future city council meeting. The next regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be held Tuesday, July 15th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video of the special meeting and further documentation regarding the water emergency is available at www.riodelltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.